106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 21st of February, 38 degrees on our way to 73 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Karen Mays. Karen is a senior health insurance counselor for the Kansas North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, and is a certified CHIC consultant and also a trainer. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad to do that, and I'm glad to bring Medicare Minute. This program is part of a nationwide network that the U.S. Congress authorized to provide local, in-depth, and unbiased insurance counseling and assistance to Medicare-eligible individuals, their families, and caregivers. The program is funded by government grants, and those are overseen by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, Karen, here, before we start talking about, say, like the Area Agency on Aging's role, different topics that the helpline, like frequently asked questions and things like that. I guess, where are we now when it comes to, say, Medicare, maybe enrollment processes and things like that?
Well, that is actually one of the main things that's happening on our helpline this time of year. People are either turning age 65 or they're planning to retire from their employment and they want to get enrolled in Medicare so they have health insurance. And enrolling in Medicare turns out to be a little more complicated than most people think. You don't go to the Medicare website. You don't call Medicare on the phone. Instead, most people enroll through the Social Security Administration, and there's even an exception to that. People who work for the railroad, for instance, enroll in Medicare through the Railroad Retirement Board, and that's a federal agency that oversees all retirement benefits for railroad workers, including their health insurance. Railroad employees should call their local Railroad Retirement Board office or the national number to enroll.
Okay. Well, what is the area agency role here when it comes to connecting people with the services that they need?
Well, that's a good question. The Area Agency on Aging is the region's coordinator for this senior health insurance counseling program. We have a long track record of delivering trustworthy information since 1995, and I might answer that the agency recruits volunteers and ensures that they're properly trained so they can help people in their communities, and that's one way that we can get good information and assistance into smaller towns and rural places.
And Karen Mays with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. She is a CHIC counselor and also a CHIC trainer, has been doing this for a long time, so Karen really knows her stuff on this. Karen, they're calling this a silver tsunami this year because, and the reason why is there's a record number of Americans turning 65, and that's 4.1 million of them this year. So a lot of people probably are anxious, to get rolling with Medicare.
Yeah, it turns out that there are about 10,000 people a day in the United States who are turning age 65, and that's already been going on for several years. It's the baby boom generation that's hitting retirement age. So we're glad that we can be available as a resource because there are a lot of confusing things about getting started with Medicare.
So what's the most popular topic on the helpline right now?
Well, that is that's the most popular one right now, is getting started with Medicare. And the reason for that is, you know, people generally retire one of two times of the year. Either they do it at December 31st, but a lot of people wait to do it in the spring so that they can enjoy the nice spring weather and take off on a trip. So right now, that helpline is helping a lot of people who are considering retiring. And getting started with Medicare, if you're not careful with it, even if you're turning age 65, you don't want to go on Medicare right now, you have to be careful with your options, or you could end up with late enrollment penalties later.
It sounds like... I'm not exactly sure if this was done by design, but it seems like there's a lot of navigation that's needed here when it comes to Medicare. And regardless of really what aspect of Medicare or however many different avenues with Medicare that you need to use.
Well, that would be true, because it also turns out that I have a choice also of either getting my Medicare completely through a private insurance company, or getting it through the what we call the traditional Medicare, which would be the red, white, and blue government-issued Medicare card. And that's something we can talk about in a future segment, on how to navigate those two choices to know what it is that you might want to choose in that direction.
So how soon can you get signed up? I mean, once you hit 65, is it go time? How does that work?
It actually is go time. It's really a good idea for people to start their enrollment process at least 60 days before they want their Medicare to begin. You can start the process up to 90 days in advance. Medicare will begin the first of the month you turn age 65, as long as you enroll prior to the month of your birthday. Those people whose birthday are on the very first day of the month, though, should back that whole process up at least an entire month. And you can enroll at the Social Security website. That's at ssa.gov. You're going to have your Social Security number, where you were born, the start and end date of your current health insurance to do that. And not everybody can do it, because you may be asked to upload an image of your ID to their website. Not all people can manage the technology. So you could also call your local Social Security office. And in Emporia, that number is 877-405-7830. And expect that office. If you call a local office, they're going to set up an appointment with you, and that could easily be 30 days or more into the future. So and then the Emporia office is only open 9 to 4 p.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So the National Social Security website doesn't even recommend that office. They suggest people go to Topeka.
Yeah.
And so what I would say is, you have to plan ahead if you're going to work with a local office. You could call the National Social Security number at 800-772-1213, but you better have a phone charger, because you'll be on hold at least 45 minutes. And the good news is, if you talk to someone there, they'll start processing your application right away. I'd avoid Mondays, though. Mondays at any of those offices are really busy, but especially at that national number.
Well, Karen, that does not sound appealing at all, you know, being on hold for 45 minutes. You know,
it is, and that's one of the things that a lot of the advocates have been trying to stress with Social Security, that hiring more people would make this process a lot smoother for everybody, but I guess they're reluctant to spend the money on extra people.
So, Karen, what if we don't want to enroll in Medicare?
Well, you have to be really careful about that, because if you don't do it right, you could end up with penalties that you have to pay. And they're not just a one-time penalty. It's a monthly penalty that you pay for as long as you have Medicare. And that's can be very expensive, and it sounds really scary, but it is possible for you to avoid those penalties, and that's a topic that I'd like to cover in a future segment.
Yeah, let's do that.
We want
to dive deeper into that because, penalties are something that perks people's ears up, and we will definitely touch on that because Karen is going to be joining us on a monthly basis here on KVOE, and we will be rolling out the days when Karen will be here. We'll be doing this segment at 8:40 on a monthly basis. We'll get those dates set up and have them on our live and local calendar. Karen will be in monthly to go over the process and help you in any way she possibly can. But if people have questions on Medicare, Karen here locally, where can they turn?
Well, we would be happy to help people with personal assistance, or if they want to volunteer, they can call the Area Agency on Aging at our 800 number, toll-free, 800-432-2703. And you could also visit our website for information, and that's at www.ncfhaaa.com.
Outstanding. Well, Karen, thanks so much. Looking forward to our next visit and great information here for us here today.
Well, thank you so much again for having me. I'll look forward to speaking with you next month.
All right, Karen, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Karen Mays, a certified SHIC counselor and trainer, and she'll be with us on a monthly basis to provide Medicare sign-up information, answering all of your questions.
Outstanding.
We're happy that she's going to be doing that for us here.
Absolutely.
News and our primetime newsmaker brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. And what's on tap tomorrow, Chuck?
Well, tomorrow, I want to let you know that we will have Amy Little joining us. We're talking about the Flint Hills Technical College Inspiring Spirits fundraiser, which is connected to the annual gala benefit and auction. Fridays is open. We'll be fixing that later. And we already do have several newsmaker dates that are claimed all the way out to March 13th. So if you want one, you better act quickly by calling us at 620-342-1400.
And again, our newsmaker brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. 7:32, sunshine, 38 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood.